Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in co-host John Lindo in just a minute. It's Memorial Day weekend. We've got great racing through Monday here at Santa Anita, starting today with California Gold Rush card. All cowbreds today, 10 races, including 5 stakes. We're also going to have coverage today from a rainy, muddy Churchill Downs. Their stakes race is the Kirtana. That did stay on the turf, a mile and a half race. There goes as their ninth. 10 races today from Aqueduct, including the Paradise Creek. That's the stakes race there, a field of 9. Race 7 going 6 furlongs on the turf. John Lindo, a great weekend of racing. You're in studio today. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Memorial Day to you. Happy Memorial Day to the listeners. And got to remember why we have the holiday Monday. And, you know, if you get a chance, honor somebody who's helped us out and served. And let's have some fun this weekend and make a little money.
Yeah, good. No doubt about it, John. Well, we'll talk about all the great racing coming up, but first of all, let's do a little bit of a Preakness recap and a wrap-up from last Saturday, where Napoleon Solo won the Preakness, probably the first and only time it'll ever be run at Laurel. He got a 96 buyer, John, holding off Iron Honor for Chad Brown, the winning trainer, Chad Summers, the winning jockey, Paco Lopez. I got to admit, John, this was a horse that I thought was brilliantly fast, but I really had questions about his ability to get a mile and 3/16. But he ran to the works. He got a stalking trip. He put away the horse I picked, Taj Mahal, with ease. And he held on, John. Not a big buyer number, but he's a Preakness winner.
Well, the race was run a lot similar to the Kentucky Derby in that the early pace was fast, Bob. 22-3, 46-3 at Laurel is a very fast half-mile time going two turns. The race got progressively slower, but none of the closers made an impact. Napoleon Solo sat in a really good spot, sitting second behind Taj Mahal, the local horse. Got the jump on the closers turning for home. Iron Honor loomed up, but I just don't think he wanted the mile and 3/16 distance. And I kept waiting for somebody to pick up the leaders, but nobody came running. So Napoleon Solo gets the money after a good try in the Wood Memorial, where he battled on a fast pace and ended up running fifth that day. But I don't think anybody in this race is going to send shivers up the spines of any of the top three-year-olds. Napoleon Solo will not run in the Belmont Stakes coming up. He is going to point to the Haskell. And we will see, you know, we'll talk to John Hardoon later about the probables for the Belmont Stakes. But, you know, horses like Renegade and Golden Tempo and some of the others, I don't think they're going to have to worry about any of the horses coming out of this race.
Yeah, and the horses that ran in the Derby and came back in 2 weeks, John, Incredible, Ocelli, they just, as you said, they just didn't fire. Nobody from behind picked it up. And it was that kind of race where, like the Derby, you said, fast early, slow late. I'm looking at the, you know, at the far turn, looking for somebody to make a move, and it just wasn't happening. I was happy for Paco Lopez to get a win like this. This guy's been maligned. He's been suspended. Whip violations. They really have gone after Paco. He can get a little rough out there, but he's out there to win, John. In fact, there were even some implications of whip violations during the Preakness, but he was cleared of that, correct?
Right. The folks from PETA, the good old folks from PETA, you know, who have been on, they have an agenda to take Paco out of the business, and they raised their hands and said, hey, look, he's raising his whip above his shoulder and this and that, and they caused a ruckus, so the Maryland stewards did go back and take a look at everything. But there are going to be no penalties, no fines. Apparently, he's been cleared of any wrongdoing. And, again, he rides the line. There are times when he goes past the line. But this was just, I think, a case of PETA doing some grandstanding to get a little notoriety.
John, you mentioned Golden Tempo, the winner of the Derby, who got a 95 buyer in the Derby, pointing for the Belmont in 2 weeks, as are some others that come out of the Kentucky Derby. You mentioned we'll talk with John Hardoon about that. But I think it's pretty clear, John, through the first two legs of the Triple Crown, that the best three-year-olds, this crop of three-year-olds, are not running in the Triple Crown races right now. I mean, you look at a horse like Crude Velocity and Englishman. They ran on the undercard of the Derby Day. There are some good three-year-old turf horses out there. But from what we've seen so far, the horses running in these classic distances in the Triple Crown races are not the best of this three-year-old crop.
Yeah, I would agree. It looks like the best three-year-olds right now, as far as the dirt goes, are the milers, maybe up to a mile and an eighth. It just makes you appreciate what we saw last year, Bob. Horses like Sovereignty, Journalism, and Baeza, we knew that they were good horses watching those races last year. And I think it even jumps out further now when you get a chance to look at some of the, you compare what we're seeing right now on this Triple Crown trail as opposed to what we saw last year. And, you know, it's okay. Sometimes you just don't get top caliber mile and a quarter, mile and a half horses. But, the ones we saw last year, and I think we're going to see a lot of good things coming up from them throughout this year as well.
All right, John, let's look forward now. Memorial Day weekend, always one of my favorites. I love the holiday cards out at Santa Anita. Back in the day, if you remember, John, the Met Mile would always be run on Memorial Day when it was at Belmont Park. That was always a fantastic race. So we've got a couple grade ones on Monday at Santa Anita that we're very much looking forward to, the Gamely and the Shoemaker Mile.
Right, the grade one Gamely on the grass, and we're going to see a thought process from Phil D'Amato. Has been pointing to this race, had a prep race earlier in the meet at Santa Anita. She wants to get that grade one black type. She's the headliner there. The Shoemaker Mile is deep. There's a lot of horses coming out of the American, and the defending champ is back in that race as well. So that's a wide-open Shoemaker Mile. It's a good gambling race there, and I think those are the last two grade ones of this Santa Anita meet, and they put it back on the Monday. It'll be a good card there and a way to cap off the weekend. I like the fact that we're honoring the Cowboys today. This used to be the Gold Rush Day at Hollywood Park. With the five stakes races, every race today is for Calbreds, so that's something to honor as well. And the field sizes are pretty good overall. You're going to have a couple of very strong favorites to the card, but there's also a couple of wide-open Calbred races to go to.
And, John, the races that these Calbreds, the stakes races, they're named after, Snow Chief, Malaire, Thor's Echo, Franz Valentine, Crystal Water. I think as we go through the show and we talk about these races, we'll try to highlight some of these horses because, you know, they ran some of them in the 70s and 80s. They've been probably long forgotten by casual fans or the younger fans. But the accomplishments of some of these Calbreds, that the namesakes of the stakes races today, are extremely impressive.
Absolutely. You know, the feature race today is the Snow Chief Stakes, and we're going to preview that race in this segment, and we'll get to talk a little bit about Snow Chief. And for Mel Studi, he was not afraid to run a horse and not afraid to go to the windows to back him.
Absolutely. Hey, John, one thing we did notice, a very quiet weekend for the Bob Baffert stable. Other than running two maidens in the same race yesterday, the same maiden race, he has no starters here today, tomorrow, or Monday. So, you know, I just have a little bit to say about that, John, and then I'll have you jump in. You know, we know Baffert shipped at least 34 horses to Churchill Downs. Many of his best stakes runners are back there now, pointing for some of their big stakes races and the Belmont Festival coming up at Saratoga. But for quite a few years now, I've heard some people in the industry out here say, well, you know, California racing would be better off without Bob Baffert. And to me, that's like saying, well, the NBA would have been better off without Michael Jordan because he won too many titles and he was too dominant. So, you know, when I hear that, John, I think my response would be, if you want to beat Bob Baffert, be better, compete harder. Buy horses that can beat Bob Baffert's horses. I know it's easier said than done, no doubt about that. But to those who think we'd be better off, I guess we're finding that out right now, aren't we, John?
Yeah, I think so. And there's a couple of ways to think about this. First of all, as far as this weekend goes, with all the Calbred races today, Bob does not have a ton of Calbreds in his barn, so that's not a surprise. And then the two grade ones on Monday, the Gamely and the Shoemaker Mile, they're both on the grass, and we know Bob Baffert in general has mainly dirt horses. So, okay, it's not an absolute surprise he's not participating, but in the day-to-day program and everything else that we're putting on, you know, the quality of those horses really brings something to California racing. It raises the bar. And you're right, you know, if you think it's you can beat him, you've got to take your chances. And what I don't see when he's not entering, I don't see a lot of guys stepping up and putting horses in these races. Well, Bob's not here. Let's run. So, you know, where are the horses? And unfortunately, a lot of them, you know, maybe back east now. So there's a lot going on. It's a transitional period. But I do think that Bob Baffert has stayed around in Southern California longer than a lot of people would have, given the purse structures and what his guys are paying for these horses. He could run for more money back east. But he's supported Southern California racing very strongly and very loyally. And, you know, we're going to see what happens now that he's not there all the time with his very best horses.
And there is a grade two race on Memorial Day called the Hollywood Gold Cup. Bob hasn't missed too many of those, but he does not have a starter in that race either, John.
Absolutely. You feel the five in there. And, you know, there just aren't many mile and a quarter older horses in Southern California right now.
All right, John, let's talk today about Calbreds, because as you said, all 10 races today are Calbreds. We've got good field size. This is always a fun card, California Gold Rush. Let's preview one of the stakes races today, and it's the Snow Chief. It goes as race 8, and you mentioned Snow Chief, John. Let me just throw this at you. He won 13 of 24 lifetime starts, including six grade ones, the 86 Preakness, and he banked $3.3 million for trainer Mel Studi, their connections. He was an iron horse, John. He went all over the place, and he never missed a dance.
He was a little bitty horse, and he was favored in the Kentucky Derby, got beat by Ferdinand, and had Mel Studi scratching his head, and Mel wasn't sure whether to run back in the Preakness or not. And Charlie Whittingham, the trainer of Ferdinand, Mel Studi talked to him, and Charlie asked him, well, is your horse doing good? And Mel said, yeah. And Charlie said, go ahead and run him back in the Preakness. And he went and beat Ferdinand. So you know, you got to give Charlie credit.
That one, yeah.
But those two had quite a rivalry. They ended up facing each other quite a bit in the four-year-old Stroob series at Santa Anita. And like you say, he danced every dance. He was a durable Calbred and one of those horses that became a fan favorite because you saw him so often.
And, you know, they named this race after him, the 8th race, a turf race. And I'm not sure that Snow Chief ever set foot on the turf, but it is a mile and 1/8 on the grass for 3-year-old colts and geldings. The favorite in the race is he's a knockout, John, 6-5. And this is a horse who's done nothing wrong in 2 sprints, but coming off a long layoff, wired the field going 6.5 out of the turf chute, now is going to try to stretch his speed to a mile and 1/8. What do you think on he's a knockout?
Well, he is undefeated, and he's only had 2 sprints. And like you say, Bobby, came off a layoff April 19th to beat a Calbred allowance field wire to wire, and he looked good doing it. But now you're going you're not only stretching out, but you're going 9 furlongs today. This is it's not a mile. It's not a mile and 1/16. It's a mile and 1/8. He does look like the controlling speed. And, you know, I don't think he's a speed crazy horse, but can he get the distance at 6-5? I'm not sure I want to find out. As far as the options go, I think the horse easily coming out of the best race is number 1, Unrivaled Time, who was last seen in the Pasadena Stakes chasing Greenwich Village the race before. He faced Stark Contrast in the 80 Logan. That was back in January. He comes off a little break, adds blinkers. He is already a graded stakes winner. He won the Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille at Del Mar against Open Company. And he gets his first chance facing winners against Calbreds. You know, I don't think the mile and 1/8 is going to be a problem for him. It's just a matter of how far will he bounce back, dropping in company and adding the blinkers. To me, Unrivaled Time will get enough pace to set him up. If he's on his game, I think he's the best horse in the race. You have to respect he's a knockout because he's going to get the trip. And then you have horses like Venturi Strand, who has not been spectacular, but he's slowly been getting better and better. Was beaten a nose going a mile last time to scat a lot of Ding Dong, who's also in this race. But Venturi Strand, he's got a good late punch. And again, he's kind of dependent on the faster they go early, the better off he'll be. I think he'll get the mile and 1/8. And you know, Third Beer, another route horse. This is a new distance for these horses. And again, against Calbreds, it's a wide open rendition of the Snow Chief. I'm going to give a little edge to Unrivaled Time.
Yeah, I spread this race in my pick 5, not trusting this favorite. I mean, he is the horse to beat. He's a knockout. But coming off just 1 sprint this year, it's a tall order. Maybe he'll be up to it. But at 6-5, I think you spread the race. John, the horse you picked, Unrivaled Time, I really like this jockey, Armando Ayuso. Talk about a guy who's improved as he's been here. He's become a very, very competent rider, and he does a good job on the turf as well.
Well, you know, he came down from Northern California, and I think riding all those races on the synthetic tracks taught Armando Ayuso to get horses to relax and finish, and that's translated to the turf racing in Southern California quite a bit. When he came down, I was surprised how good a turf rider he is, and he's gotten better. And he fits all kinds of horses, and he's got a lot of business down here now. He does a really good job.
And John, let's talk about getting up to the South Point. We're going to be there in 2 weeks taking in the Belmont and that whole festival of racing at Saratoga for the few days up there. want to get a phone number out, of course, your Lindo report is always there and whatever you cover. And today that's Santa Anita and the late pick five at Churchill Downs. So how about a phone number? And then let's get a pick from you from the Lindo report.
If you want to get out to the South Point, the number is 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager. He'll tell you how you can get your thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate. For a play today, Bob, I'm going to go right to the opener, 1 o'clock first post time. Number 10, Pure Chaos, has been a different filly since joining the Richard Balta stable. She beat Cowbred Allowance's horses last time going a mile. She can come back with the new conditions and win it going 6 furlongs in a sprint race, so she cuts back in distance today. I like the outside post for her. She's 12-1 on the program, which I think is a pipe dream. I made her 7-2 on my line. Anything between 7-2 and 12-1 is a play for me. Number 10, Pure Chaos, race number 1 at Santa Anita. And, Bob, you got your sheet going today, and let's get a play from you as well.
Going to get to that play, John, but I'm still shaking my head over the morning line. Pure Chaos comes off 2 straight big wins, including last time at a mile against Simler as the 5-2 second choice. Got a 78 buyer, and somehow this horse is supposed to be 12-1 today. Like you said, John, anywhere between 7-2, that's going to be a lot closer to the price, I think, than 12-1 on Pure Chaos.
I agree, and we've talked about this morning line, and it's rearing its ugly head a few times today. But, you know, that's why you have to understand what you conceive as value before you go to the windows. And, Bob, before I get your play to, I want to make a point that you gave out a winner on the show last week, Hothead at $9.40 at Santa Anita. So let's get the listeners another winner today.
All right, let's do that. Today my best plays are races 1, 9, and 10. I put $135 into the late pick 5. John, I'll be doing my sheet today and Monday. No Sunday sheet for me. So I'm taking tomorrow off, but I will be back for the Monday holiday card. And I'm going to go to race 3. This is the Thor's Echo, and talk just real quick, John, another horse named a cowbred that won the Breeders' Cup Sprint in 06 for trainer Doug O'Neill. He was a top-notch sprinter, was Thor's Echo. And I'm hoping the outside horse in here, Lonesome Stew, who's the second choice at 2-1, can make it 3 weeks for me in a row on the radio. I think Big City Lights is very vulnerable in this spot at 6-5. He got the job done last time. It was a very hard-fought victory. Comes back off Lasix. He's got a great record at Santa Anita. I just have a feeling. It's one of those gut feelings, John, where this horse is going to get run over today. And I think it's going to be by Lonesome Stew. 2-1, drawn well outside. He's won 6 of 11 starts for Mark Glatt. Dirt or turf, he's very versatile. He can stay close enough early. I think he'll sit second to Book Smart and be in a perfect spot turning for home. So in the third race, my radio play, number 7, Lonesome Stew, second choice in here at 2-1. Let's go ahead and take our first time out, John. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest, Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we have a giant Memorial Day weekend celebration lined up here at Santa Anita Park that includes the California Beer Festival, the family favorite Memorial Weekend Carnival, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, and the fan favorite Summer Corgi Nationals. Of course, Memorial Day Monday, we will have live racing featuring 3 graded stakes, including the Hollywood Gold Cup, plus a spectacular carnival, $2 hot dogs, beers, and sodas. And after the races, my personal favorite, the Santa Anita Charity Poker Tournament, benefiting Folds of Honor. This year, it's only $150 to play. 100% of that buy-in goes to Folds of Honor, a fantastic charity organization that provides scholarships to the families of our fallen heroes in the military. It's your chance to play poker right alongside our jockeys, trainers, and owners. And I want to invite all the handicappers and pundits that are on these radio shows to come play as well. The fans would love to meet you. There will be drinks and a food buffet included in your buy-in, and there will be special prizes throughout the night. I guarantee you're going to have fun. Go to SantaAnita.com, and let's see you here this Memorial Day weekend.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, let's just have a tip of the cap to all the cowbreds on this Gold Rush Day card and throughout the weekend here at Santa Anita.
Right, you mentioned the five stakes races. They're all $100,000. The Thor's Echo Stakes, the Franz Valentine, the Crystal Water, the Mel Air, and we already talked about the Snow Chief Stakes. All together this weekend, 15 races for cowbreds. 14 of those races have purses of $65,000 or more, so you know it does pay to own a cowbred.
And good field size today. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Bob. Wanted you to first off preview the Crystal Water, which is race six. And for us old-timers, Bob, we remember Crystal Water very well. He won four grade ones in 1977, including the Big Cap and the Hollywood Gold Cup in the same year.
Yeah, he was a very versatile horse, as you said. He was capable on grass and dirt, trained by the late Roger Clapp, owned by and bred by Mrs. Connie Ring. So, yeah, he was like in my early days in racing. I remember him very well. And like I said, he was a very versatile horse.
And, Bob, the race named after him is race six. We've got an even money favorite in Flyover who comes off an impressive sprint win. Will he be able to stretch out and get the mile today?
Well, I actually like another horse in the race, and I'm just going to focus my attention to him on my in wagering strategies today. That's number two, On the Whim. He's stretching out today. He got beat by Flyover the last time they met. Flyover, I know, is very sharp right now, but I just still question whether he really wants to go a mile. He won going a mile earlier in his career. He was life and death to do so. I think he's going to face some pressure today. I think On the Whim, who I think is better around two turns, even though he has one sprinting, I think he's going to run his best race today going a mile. So I'm going to focus on number two, On the Whim, in that race.
John Lindo, let's get your get you to jump in and get a radio play from Bob.
Well, Bob, before I get your radio play, just remembering Crystal Water, one of the best races I ever saw was when Crystal Water hung on to beat Caucasus and the mare Cascapedia in the Hollywood Gold Cup. That was just a tremendous rendition of the race, and some terrific horses there, and that mare Cascapedia was something else, and she just could not get by Crystal Water. So let's go ahead.
I remember that race.
Yeah.
I remember that race very well, John, and I remember Harry Henson's famous call of it that I believe Mike Willman used to play often on the on his radio show.
Absolutely. How about a radio play today from Santa Anita?
Well, I was going to go with the horse you gave in the first race, who's at a laughable 12-1 on the morning line, but since you already beat me to it, I'm going to go to the ninth race. I like Start the Ride, the number, what number is he? The five horse.
Five horse, yeah.
Yeah, going back to the dirt today, they tried him on the turf last time, but even though he ran third as the favorite, I never felt he never looked comfortable to me on the grass. So I think getting back on the dirt in a race that should set up well nicely for him, I think he can get back on track for Dan Blacker. So number five, Start the Ride in race nine.
That is Bob Mazursky's radio play, Start the Ride. That's the five horse in race nine. And, Bob, I just want to take one more little jump back into memory lane here. Melair, who won of the races named after her, she was a brilliantly fast filly who went 5-for-5 in her brief career. And I know an article you wrote for the Old Herald Examiner you were very proud of when she beats Snow Chief in the Silver Screen. That was back in July of 86. And I think you kind of lobbied trainer John Sadler to go ahead and take on Snow Chief there. And she left little doubt that day, Bob.
Yeah, I think I did a story ahead of time. I can't remember all the details. That's a long time ago, and my memory is not quite what it used to be. But, yeah, and she had just been so brilliant. They said, why not take a shot? You know, Snow Chief had been through the ringer that year, running in the Triple Crown races, so I thought maybe she had a shot. That was a one-turn race at the time, and she just dominated him. I think that was when they used to run to the second finish line at Hollywood Park. So, yeah, it was one of the more impressive races visually I ever saw.
I think she ran something 33 and change, if I remember, Bob. It was just an incredible race by her.
Absolutely, and she had a pedigree. You know, she had a very low-rent pedigree, you'd call it, and, you know, she wasn't bred to be much of anything, and she turned out to be a freak. And for that brief period of time, she was as good as any horse I ever saw.
All right, Bob, thanks for the memories. Let's get your pick home in the ninth race, Start the Ride. Good luck today. Bob Mazursky, today'sracingdigest.com. We'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing really well. I know you love the days with the full fields, and you'll have some opportunity to dive into that. But first of all, I wanted you to preview the Monday Grade 1 Shoemaker. That goes as the eighth race, always a fantastic turf race. There is one scratch. It was announced El Potente will not run in there. That takes some speed out of the race. How do you see the eighth on Monday, the Shoemaker Mile?
Well, when they're at their best, there's no doubt about it, and I still will pick Formidable Man. And I bring that up is he is a super horse at Del Mar. I believe he's won, what, 6 out of 7 races at Del Mar, and the loss was in the Breeders' Cup Mile. Therein lies the problem. He hasn't been out since November, and he's not quite as effective here at Santa Anita. He's won twice in 5 starts. Again, his A game beats this field. I didn't think it came up that strong. There's one other possible horse. Maybe you could throw in at a price, a lightly raced Call Me Corey in this race. He's really been kind of a revelation since going 2 turns. I mean, he went as fast as you can go breaking maiden for a half mile and 6 furlongs, and he kept going in that race. He came back at a mile and an eighth, which I thought he might be a little vulnerable at, and he got that job done. He does have to step up his game as he jumps from a level allowance to a graded stakes, but he'll be in front. And he seems to be getting better every time out. It's Formidable Man's race to lose for sure. The only other option I could see is Call Me Corey.
And the scratch definitely helps that long shot, Bruce, with El Potente coming out. You gave us a nice winner last week at Laurel Warming, 1980, for trainer Graham Motion. Just an impressive win there. So great job, Bruce. And I know John Lindo is going to jump in and get your first play from wherever you want to go today. Go ahead, John.
Well, Bruce, at Churchill Downs today, they're muddy and they're off the turf except for the Kiertana Stakes. So some weather conditions we're dealing with at Churchill Downs. You usually look at that, and I know you have something in Southern California. But let's go to out of state for your first play. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go to the 10th race, and I think I'm going to lose a little value here because in the 10th race, the favorite gets the money, I believe it is, the two-horse. He's a late scratch of 7-5. That's not my top horse. I like the second choice on the program, the three, highly connected. I think he's going to love the one-turn mile. His lone win, take a look at his last two one-turn races. He broke maiden from way off the pace at Oaklawn in a straight maiden, I'm sorry, in a maiden 50. And then look back at his debut. He ran sixth against Englishman that day. So he never had a prayer against that horse, who is extremely talented. He's held his own in middle distance races at Oaklawn, in starter allowance races. He was in a stakes race. I think the drop in against starters and the turn back, I think that's going to really be a favorable setup for him. There'll be some cheap speed to set it up. I think we got crushed, though, with the late scratch here of the favorite. But still, I'm going to go race 10 with the three, highly connected, before the scratch, 3-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, where do you want to come for your second play? Out to Santa Anita?
Yeah, let's say it's Santa Anita. I know, John, you previewed the eighth race today, the Snow Chief Stakes, and I'm going to go with the same horse, but I'm strong on Unrivaled Time today. I really like this horse. He could not have been more impressive breaking maiden here back in October. Heck, he won an open race, like you said, Cecil DeMille Stakes at Del Mar. He's, run a couple of dull races against open company. Couple of things I really like about him today, though. Back in against Calbreds and blinkers on. And I watched on First TV the workout. There was an excellent workout with the blinkers on May 3rd. He was way behind a couple of barnmates in that workout. You couldn't find them until the end of the turn, and he blew by them in the stretch. I think that maybe the blinkers might even improve this guy, but I think he's well spotted here. Race 8, the one, Unrivaled Time, 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
BetOnBruce.com with a full card analysis, my dog in the background, full card analysis at Santa Anita with audio. We have some late races also at Churchill Downs, and audio is included. Also, best bets today at Santa Anita. We have a couple of old-fashioned rolling doubles for you there, all at BetOnBruce.com.
Very good. Have a great day. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys.
Hey, John, before we break, I got a text from Jay Pribman. I misspoke. I thought Malaire ran 33 and change. She ran a one-turn mile that day in 1:32 4/5.
She was fast. Just pure speed, and I think she ran some 7-furlong race in a ridiculous time there, too. I mean, she was brilliant.
Just a gray flash, and Snow Chief didn't know which way to... He didn't know what hit him that day, John.
No. And that race was over 10 jumps out of the gate. It was ball game over.
Today we have no Scott Shapiro, no Toby Callett. So the next segment is all John Hardoon. So stay tuned. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four. Their early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at LosAlamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Mr. Hardoon, how about a word from DRF? We're a big fan of their products, formulator especially, the pace ratings. Tell us about it.
But you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access PPs. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats. That includes DRF Classic, Formulator that you mentioned, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Well, we're 2 weeks out, John, from the Belmont. So how about a little update? It looks like we're going to have the 1-2-3 finishers from the Derby. Golden Tempo, Renegade, and Ocelli look like they're coming back. Pletcher also may look at Power Shift, and Brad Cox has got one in and one out. So tell us what you know, John.
And Chief Wallaby worked super this morning, I heard, right here at up in Saratoga. So I'm sure Mott's going to send him there. And it's going to be an interesting race, you know. I don't think Golden Tempo is going to repeat that effort, to be honest with you. That race, in my opinion, came out of nowhere. But if he does, you know, you got to be concerned. But Renegade was clearly the best that day, and why shouldn't he beat him this time is my question. And again, Chief Wallaby had trouble in that race. There were horses with excuses, that's for sure.
John Pletcher, the connections are talking about Power Shift, who's a lightly raced horse but has obviously a lot of ability. It looks like he may kind of give a 1-2 punch with Renegade if he goes in the Belmont.
Yeah, well, Rapoli doesn't like to miss races like this when he has horses that are eligible to run in them. So why wouldn't he run? You know, he has nothing to lose by giving him a shot. And again, this is not a terrific crop, like you guys said earlier in the show. The best of them haven't even, you know, are on the sideline for the most part. You got Ted Naffi, who hasn't run yet as a three-year-old, who was highly regarded, certainly as a two-year-old. And, you know, it's not a great crop, let's put it like that. But the Renegades, the Chief Wallabies, they're okay, and I think they're better than the rest of them.
Looks like Commandment will run for Brad Cox. Further Ado is going to pass. One of those three-year-olds on the sidelines who would have made a lot of noise, I think, is Paladin, who was a Chad Brown. So, you know, maybe these horses will develop as the year goes along. Sometimes we think it's a really great crop that doesn't pan out by the end of the year. Sometimes we think not so good, and then they come around and improve, and they're competing against the older horses by the end of the year. So we just have to see how it goes, John.
No question about it. And let's be honest. I mean, last year we had an exceptional crop. We really did. Sovereignty was the best of them, but Journalism, Baeza, you had some really, really nice horses. And the good news is they're still in training. So we're going to get to see good horses run as four-year-olds.
And, John, do you know off the top of your head just the schedule up there for that Belmont Festival? Does the racing start Thursday and run through Sunday in 2 weeks?
That's the way it was last year. I think they're keeping the same thing. It's going to be 4 days of all stake races for the most part. Thursday they usually have the New York bred stake races, and it's going to be an unbelievable weekend of racing. A little pricey, $88 to get in for general admission on Belmont Stakes Day, which is a little ridiculous, but that's what they're charging. And that's without parking and everything else that goes with it. And if you happen to be at Saratoga, don't bring cash for anything but betting, because that's the only thing you could use it for. You want to buy a program, you want to buy a soda, a hot dog, well, you need a credit card. They're not taking any cash except at the windows.
John Lindo, we always get two plays from John Hardoon. You get the first one.
Well, John Hardoon, I've never been told not to bring cash to a racetrack before, so that's a new one on me. As far as before we get to radio plays, let's get the update. What are the conditions at Belmont at Aqueduct today? What do we got at Aqueduct?
Okay, so we had rain last night. They expected storms all day. They haven't come yet, but they are coming. The skies are getting darker, and they're definitely going to have rain before the day is over. They kept a lot of the MTOs in for the grass races. They're still on the grass. They're calling the track fast and the turf firm, but that will change over the next couple of hours.
So with that in mind, where do you want to go out of state for your first radio play?
Well, we're going to go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the eighth race today. Seven horses entered here. It's a mile and an eighth on the main track. And I love the number four horse in here, Dreamlike. This is a six-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice Barn, Kendrick Carmusha board to ride. The horse is one on an off track, has one at the distance. There are two shorter price horses in this race, so we may get the price. Number four, Dreamlike, wins today's eighth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
And then, John, let's come back for your second play. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Santa Anita and look at race number seven. This is the Millar Stakes, and this is an interesting race here. The morning line favorite, 3-5 on the morning line, number four, Mohaven. Well, while she could certainly win, you know, she's 3-5, but she's never been around two turns, and this is a mile and a 16th. There are horses in this race trying dirt for the first time, and I'm going to take a shot with one of them. I like the number one horse in here, Hold That Rainbow. This is a three-year-old filly from the Carla Gaines barn, and she ran super in her career debut on the grass, going 6.5 furlongs, not an easy thing to do. What tips me off about this horse is her work on May 17th. She worked the best of 101 horses on the dirt. So obviously, I think she can handle the dirt. Her turf number actually wins this race if she runs the same number she ran on the turf in her career debut. Carla Gaines' horses improve with racing. She doesn't squeeze them early. I like number one, Hold That Rainbow, to upset and win this year's Millar Stakes.
Hold That Rainbow in the seventh. That's the one horse for John Hardoon. And tell us what's available, John. I know you're doing tracks like Churchill and Laurel where they actually run on a sloppy track. I don't know what that's a foreign concept to me.
Well, I didn't do Laurel. I did Laurel last week when they ran the Preakness there, but no more Laurel. I do it for two days out of the year, and that's about it. But today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections.
All right, John, have a great one, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
John Lindo, I'm very happy to say we have Jay Pridman monitoring the show today, and he's been sending me a couple texts. So just to get things straight on the NIRA schedule, they don't run next weekend. A fresh start at the spa up at Saratoga, and they will run Wednesday through Sunday of that Belmont Festival week, and the New York Breds what run on Wednesday. Jay, thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in line. John Lindo, we don't have Toby Callett today. One thing we did notice about Gulfstream Park is no turf races in the current condition book.
Right, starting today and through, I think, June the 21st, no turf racing. They're giving their turf course a break, which means a lot of Tapita, which means Toby Callett's on the golf course today. So that's why he's not here. So if you're looking for grass races at Gulfstream, it's going to be a little while, so bear with it. And it's just the normal time where they take a chance. And they've got to give that course a break sometime during the year, and this is when they're doing it.
John, we have talked in the last couple weeks about the Del Mar Ship and Win program. Let's bring it up again because it's a lucrative program, and it also includes horses that may want to come in and make a start or two here at Santa Anita before the end of the meet.
Right. Here are the rules if you're trying to bring a horse in from out of state. For horses coming in to race on dirt at the summer meet at Del Mar, you get a $5,000 shipping stipend for the first start and a 50% bonus for every start during the Del Mar summer meet. If you bring in a turf horse, you get a $4,000 shipping stipend and a 40% purse bonus for every turf start. Horses must not have raced in California the last 12 months, and the previous start must have been made outside of California. First-time starters do not qualify. Horses that are stabled in California go out of state to make a start and come back, they're not going to be eligible either. You've got to bring them in from out of state to begin with. Those purse bonuses extend to horses coming in from out of state and making up to two starts in May or June at Santa Anita. So you can start once or twice at the current Santa Anita meet and still be eligible for the ship and win bonuses at Del Mar.
And, John, real quick, we've got some NTRA qualifiers today.
Right. If you want to get qualified to the 2027 NHC like Bob Ike already has, the $500 Santa Anita Challenge today has two NHC entries. If you're down in Texas, the $750 Lone Star Million Betting Challenge has two NHC seats. You can play online, $195 at horseplayers.com. And at twinspires.com, and they have the $1,000 Churchill Downs NHC BCBC qualifier, at least two NH seats, depending on the number of entries.
And before we take our break, just want to wish the best of luck today to our friends at Legacy Ranch, Pete and Ev Perella. They've got Mohaven in the Mel Air. That's the 7th 3-5 favorite. No pressure, Pete. Get the money. Mohaven should be a wire-to-wire threat. Call Terry Knight if you want to get up to Legacy Ranch. They've got a great stallion roster. Terry's number, 510-928-4980. Let's take our final timeout. Michael Rona in the final segment. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a giant Memorial Day weekend celebration lined up here at Santa Anita Park that includes the California Beer Festival, the family favorite Memorial Weekend Carnival, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, and the fan favorite Summer Corgi Nationals. Of course, Memorial Day Monday, we will have live racing featuring three graded stakes, including the Hollywood Gold Cup, plus a spectacular carnival $2 hot dogs, beers, and sodas. And after the races, my personal favorite, the Santa Anita Charity Poker Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. This year, it's only $150 to play. 100% of that buy-in goes to Folds of Honor, a fantastic charity organization that provides scholarships to the families of our fallen heroes in the military. It's your chance to play poker right alongside our jockeys, trainers, and owners. And I want to invite all the handicappers and pundits that are on these radio shows to come play as well. The fans would love to meet you. There will be drinks and a food buffet included in your buy-in, and there will be special prizes throughout the night. I guarantee you're going to have fun. Go to santanita.com, and let's see you here this Memorial Day weekend.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get straight to Michael Rona. Michael, sorry I put the squeeze play on you today. Apologies, mate.
No worries, mate. I'm looking up at the grey skies over Huntington Beach and particularly makes me jealous of my wife who's in Lake Tahoe this weekend. She just sent me a photo. Crystal clear, beautiful, pristine conditions up there. So my jealousy level is high.
And I know the slot machines will get a little workout as well there, Michael. Hey, tell us about the pick six last weekend. One ticket, that's about as big a pick six as I can remember at Los Al, $153,000.
Yep, unbelievable payout last Saturday. And believe it or not, last Sunday we had a record pool in the pick six for our promo, whereby there's $10,000 added by Los Alamitos to the pick six pool every Sunday when there is no carryover. That pool last Sunday was almost 100,000. So the pick six is rocking and rolling at Los Alamitos.
Michael, we have less than a minute. How about post time and a pick from you?
First post tonight is 6:10. There are eight races set down for decision. I'm going to the last of eight. I'm picking a three-year-old full brother, Cattail Cove, who was last seen winning a Grade 3 at his 61st start a month ago. The horse in question is number 7, Laughlin, who's had five career starts. He's won his last two. He's heading in the right direction. I think he can make it three in a row in his step up to 350 yards for the first time. He's got a nice post position draw, 3-1 on Ed's morning line. I'm going to try to beat the favorite, Morvet, number five, who's drawn between the two fastest horses in the field. He might just struggle to keep his path early. So number seven, Laughlin, might be the one down the outside.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good night. We'll talk again next week. Thank you to Elliot and Christian Inside. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening. Good luck. Cash some tickets and have a great Memorial Day weekend.